You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters. Welcome. This episode has been made in partnership with Cambridge Commodities. Now, in these podcasts, we explore a huge range of crucial issues and exciting developments in the food industry with brilliant guests drawn from all areas of expertise. I'm Stephen Gates. I'm a TV presenter and a writer, and I specialize in food and science. Today's podcast is all about innovation in partnership. We'll be exploring how collaboration and partnership working can bring innovation to the fore, delivering new solutions and products to the market and keeping one step ahead of consumer demand. Joining us to discuss it are Zeke Stevens, Product Innovation Specialist at Cambridge Commodities. Hello, Zeke.
Hello.
And Mariko Hill, Product Development Executive at Gencore.
Hello, everyone.
Zeke, welcome to the podcast. Could you start off by telling us all about Cambridge Commodities?
Sure. So Cambridge Commodities are a 23-year-old privately owned ingredient supplier. We have our HQ situated about 20 minutes outside of Cambridge, but we're very much a global company with offices across Europe, South Africa, and California. We have a real passion for the quality of our ingredients, and we put a lot of focus on our specialist ingredient knowledge, and particularly how to use this knowledge to develop innovative finished products. We aim to be a one-stop shop solution for our customers. So it's not just the ingredients, it's helping with trend analysis. We've got expert formulators and regulatory people within the business who can help provide those finished concepts in a confident manner to our customers. We also have expert market knowledge. So this is trawling through trade shows, traveling the world, looking at the trends, what are happening in different territories, and making sure that we stay on top of those trends, because this is so important for us. You know, as an innovative ingredient supplier, we need to know what's going on in the market. We need to know how these trends are shaping, what formats consumers are looking for, and so we can react appropriately to provide our customers with the ingredients that allow them to do that.
And what does that mean? What sort of ingredients are we looking at?
Well, it means we have a real passion for the quality, and we put a lot of focus into our specialist ingredient knowledge. And this is particularly how to utilize these ingredients to create finished concepts.
And which particular industry sectors are you supplying to?
So we operate mainly in the sport, nutrition, the health and well-being, the beauty from within. And we also specialize a bit in food and beverage.
So you work with manufacturers to supply supplement formats and product types. How have you seen the demand for ingredients change?
Well, it's been pretty fascinating, especially over the last 18 months. I think one of the biggest changes in demand for raw ingredients has certainly been clean label. People are looking to remove excipients, remove things from their products and blends that they don't necessarily need there. And I think this is also closely related to consumer awareness. Consumers are becoming more aware of what's in their products, and therefore they want to remove the things that are the nasties in there, or things that have a bad consumer rep.
And so what are the sort of trends that are influencing this change?
People are looking for more convenience. And this is what I'm hoping we can touch on in a bit with Mariko too, because it's really a key area of development about creating simpler products that consumers can take less time preparing. You know, they don't have to take 7 or 8 tablets or do fiddly blends. People are looking for more convenient ways to consume their nutrition. And when we're doing this, we encounter problems and hurdles about format, about application. And it's our specialist knowledge about our ingredients, about how we can use them to create these more convenient formats.
Just to jump on that, actually, people are really going through this whole pill fatigue phase. So sort of beyond caps and tabs nowadays, you want to try and expand the breadth of formats that you offer. But even when you look at need states per se, it's not the so-called single ingredients, how you innovate. You want to try and target things like sports nutrition or the more broader perspective of active nutrition, because you know the lines are really blurring between the two, and that's definitely up for a debate probably later on. But it's this desire to be ageless, and now you've got a huge range of consumers that brands can target.
And sports nutrition itself is quite a
complex area, isn't it? And it changes a lot. And we're seeing sort of more nuances in the way that different people take on sports nutrition. Mariko, is that a significant part of how things have changed over the last few years?
Yeah, definitely. There's probably three different categories within that, within sports nutrition itself. And that's sort of the performance side, where the elite athletes, or active nutrition, where it might be, you know, the everyday average Joes in the gym. And then there's also the healthy aging element. So it can really be sticky with the solutions and the formulations that you make.
So let's talk a little bit about the whole concept of innovation, which I guess is about making something new or making a change. I mean, it's obviously really important in the ingredients industry. What do we mean by innovation in this sector?
Well, it's such a broad and interesting term, isn't it? And it gets used a lot. But creating new concepts, but also delivering them in a new format, that's how I see it. So there are ingredients that we partnered up with Gencore here. They specialize in delivery technologies, and some of the ingredients that we get from them we wouldn't be able to put in other formats. So where previously you would have to take a tablet or a capsule, by utilizing some of Gencore's ingredients, we can then put them into more aqueous solutions. We can create effervescent tablets, and even working on some ready to drink concepts as well now.
And when you say delivery technology, what does that mean?
Well, again, delivery technologies can range from a range of formats, number one. When you look at things like a lipophilic ingredient, meaning fat loving, it's really only limited to capsules and tablets, as we elaborated on earlier. So this is where innovation comes in, and you use certain delivery technologies to increase bioavailability and the functionality, leading to so-called increased format breadth and et cetera, et cetera. So yes, that's definitely something that's probably the trends nowadays too. So it's a definitely fascinating industry to be in at the moment.
So for anyone who's listening who's thinking that delivery technology is about a truck, it's not. It's about what we're really saying is this is how you take the nutritional supplement or whatever it is that you're being supplied with. Yeah. Is that right?
There's probably another really good example here, which, if I may, is Gencore's Hydrokirk. Now, curcumin is a hugely popular ingredient in the industry, and crosses many, many different sectors. But there is a problem with curcumin is that it's not very soluble or hardly soluble at all. And thus you have problems with its absorption. Gencore have come up with a delivery system which allows it to be dispersible within water, creating some really cool visuals, and vastly improving the bioavailability of the product. So that's a great example about how we can do it in a different format that's more convenient and attractive for the consumer.
I love how you also mentioned visuals, because you look at trends again today, and Instagram media and social media is becoming so big. People want to try and take photos of their products, you know, whether that's colors or the technology itself dispersing in water. It's a very photo-esque thing to do, I suppose. And it's really unique, and it's really, really interesting.
And what about the whole concept of working with partners? So for Cambridge Commodities, is there some symbiosis between partners where you together you're better than, you know, better than the sum of your parts?
Absolutely. It's all about collaboration, isn't it? Especially in business. We take a great amount of pride in the work that we do in the local community. Our social corporate responsibility is massively high on the agenda, and our leadership team within the business make sure of that, and we're very proud of it. When we're sourcing our partners, we want to find and align with companies who have similar values. It's as simple as that. We work with partner suppliers all over the world, be it, you know, from New Zealand to America to Hong Kong. And whenever we're looking for these partners, we want to ensure that we can collaborate on charity events, and make sure that we're totally aligned from that perspective.
And when we're talking about finished products, how do you work to sort of build innovation in that area?
Sure. Well, I mean, to start, we need to be clear. Cambridge Commodities is an ingredient supplier. We're not a manufacturer, and that's what makes us so unique, because we work closely in hand with contract manufacturers. And these could be tablators, blenders, drinks manufacturers, whoever it may be. We're working closely with them to help them use our ingredients to deliver those finished concepts to our customers. So it's a full turnkey approach when Cambridge Commodities is concerned.
So Mariko, let's talk a little bit about Gencor. You've got experience in delivery solutions. How does this help in terms of pushing forward with innovation?
Well, so we partner with Pharmaco Biotechnologies in Australia, who are also the founders of the delivery technologies. And with this, you can look at it from different perspectives. Now, from a research perspective, we conduct gold standard clinical studies, which not many companies or suppliers of ingredients, for that matter, do. So it's really showcasing that our product that we brand is efficacious. Now, another perspective is looking at sort of the innovation perspective. And by using these delivery technologies, we can increase the so-called bioavailability and the functionality. So it's really interesting with these so-called perspectives of what innovation can do. And really enhancing the partnerships globally as well.
And can you give us some examples of some of the solutions that you've been working with Cambridge Commodities on?
Yeah, so recently, I'll name two. First of all, there's one called AquaCell technology, which helps form micelles. Now, you apply this AquaCell with lipids such as omega-3s or CoQ10, enhancing the bioavailability. Again, bioavailability is probably said a lot of times today, but it's the absolute pinnacle of getting the so-called benefits. You can eat fish oil all day, however, you want to really try and get the most premium ingredients into your body too. And we also do pharmacokinetic studies to demonstrate the efficacy too. Now, recently, a couple of months ago, Cambridge Commodities and Gencor partnered up in creating this one-a-day formula. And when you look at fish oils themselves, they're an array of different dosing, DHA and EPA and all these other factors. But Cambridge were able to find a solution and used our AquaCell technology with a fish oil that they selected into delivering a really high dose and efficacious form of omega-3, that's times six more bioavailable, basically, compared to the standard version. And I don't know, maybe perhaps Zeke can elaborate on how we went through the concept into development side. And it was a long trajectory, but we managed to really execute it. And now brands are adopting this really unique formulation.
Yeah, it's a really good example. By utilizing the AquaCell technology, we had a look at the market of fish oils and thought, you know, there's some gaps here. There's definitely massive room for improvement because of the sheer breadth of doses and different products that you can buy. And it's some asking you to take maybe three or four soft gels a day. And that's just not convenient. So looking at what was achievable within a one soft gel a day dose, we were able to get it down to one a day and also hit the levels of EPA and DHA required to make get the EFSA approved claims on the product too. And this was a real first for us by utilizing the technology provided from Gencor to look at the market and drive a new innovative product that really was a first and present that to our customers. And it's been a big success.
And what's the unique aspect of these solutions that you've been working on together?
It is the bioavailability and the functionality element, but the so-called beating the pill fatigue, I suppose, and elaborating on what Zeke mentioned by one a day, we can also provide smaller capsules. So when there is an increase in absorption, it can either mean two things. So it's either a superior efficacy with the same dose, or you can actually use a lower dose and have a smaller capsule. So, you know, you might get parents and elder seniors that really can't swallow an omega-3 capsule or soft gel because of how big they are. And I'm not sure if you guys have ever taken it, but it is quite hard to swallow. And so if you can try and provide unique solutions, whether that's in a gel, a soft gel, or a liquid format, then it creates bespoke solutions for these targeted demographics.
Mm-hmm. I guess another interesting point about why our partnership is so above and beyond others, perhaps, is because we're innovating from various perspectives. It is not just a functionality piece. It is not just a bioavailable piece. It's all of it. And when we've partnered up with GenCor, because again, they invest so heavily in their clinical studies, they research the ingredients, and it's about creating the best of the best. That sounds cheesy, but we're looking from the best from a bioavailability standpoint. We're using the finest quality ingredients, and we're really pushing the boundaries together. And I think you can see that with the type of products that we're bringing out.
Yeah, and also when you develop formulations, I always go through the concept of good, better, best. Now, we here are offering the best. It's the Rolls Royce or the premium ingredients in the nutraceutical industry. And this is what you want to try and offer. And it's, you know, our values, as we sort of touched upon, is trying to innovate the industry and making it a better place by providing functional ingredients.
And can you tell us a little bit about Lipisperse technology?
Yes, so Lipisperse is probably the newest innovation. Now, it's utilized to increase the bioavailability and functionality of lipophilic ingredients, again, meaning fat-loving. So it does this by coating the particles and increasing the surface area for optimal absorption and dispersion in cold water. So this might seem really complex, and one of the analogies that I tend to use is the analogy of a Trojan horse. I'm not sure.
Love this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know the story of Troy, but when the soldiers hid in the wooden shell of the horse to get shuttled across the border, that's exactly what Lipisperse does. So by coating the particles, where the particles are the soldiers hiding in this armored shell, you can actually shuttle it across the gastrointestinal tract, the villi in the intestines, for the increased absorption. So in your gut, it's a very watery environment. So fat ingredients do not like water, and they just completely repel. So you have to have certain solutions like Lipisperse delivery technology applied to certain actives for the optimal absorption. And that's probably the best way to put it. And hopefully you can have some sort of imagery of this happening.
I think that's nicely
done. That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it does.
And so what sort of products use this technology?
So two of them that we currently have in our portfolio is Levigen Plus and Hydrokirk. Now, Levigen Plus is probably the most unique one, or my favorite in the portfolio for now, I guess, just purely because of the amount of studies and innovation that we're doing with it. So in simpler terms, we're sort of touting this as the CBD alternative. Not that it's CBD, it's an actual bioavailable form of palmitoyl ethanolamide. Again, quite a mouthful, but it's a PEA for short. And we've done clinical studies in the areas of headaches, pain, joint health, muscle recovery, and also enhancing sleep. So it really mimics the so-called endocannabinoid system. And these reactions and actions on the body to have certain benefits similar to CBD. And of course, right now, CBD is gaining so much traction, yet there's barely any scientific studies proving its benefits. It's all just purely based on marketing and word of mouth. So with this, we really do provide a safer, a legal, and an effective alternative to the so-called CBD. So it's a unique ingredient to use in, I think, any industry, any need state, whether that's targeting sports or healthy aging or just the active nutrition.
Yeah, sports nutrition, I think, is probably its biggest application, wouldn't you say, Mariko, in terms of Levigen Plus?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I sort of remember when Cambridge Commodities did a cycling ride, and a lot of the players that were cycling up these cobblestones in Flanders were completely like they're hitting a wall completely because of the amount of sheer muscle damage and pain that they're enduring. And fortunately, we actually offered effervescent tablets for the Levigin. And it, again, anecdotally, yes, it was, but you just see this increase in performance just purely because of its analgesic and pain relieving effects. And it was kind of nice to see its application in the real life setting too. And that, yeah, that was definitely eye opening.
It saved the day from what I hear from the event.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a bit more about this bike ride.
Oh, so Flanders was it was a collaboration of a charity event we held over a number of days. Unfortunately, I wasn't actually participating. I do cycle a little bit with work, but this was above and beyond my capabilities, I'll say. It's I believe it's a stage in the Tour de France, and we took out customers there and some suppliers. We ran the event over a few days. It's grueling. Mariko and the Gencore team supported us every step of the way, and we raised a hell of a lot of money for our chosen charity, which is ACT, Adam Brooks Charitable Trust, which we support wholeheartedly. And it was just a fantastic event of collaboration between us and our partners.
Now, partnership and collaboration, it's a complex affair, really. How important is it that partners' objectives kind of align and partners' values align with your own?
It's everything. And you can break it down just to getting on and friendship and teamwork. Collaboration as businesses is so important, and we are so passionate about it. But in order to do it effectively, you need to have the same passions of the people you're working with. And it can be a lovely way to do that is to align with charitable work. If you can find something that you both share a passion for and share a love for, the benefits of doing that together are so far more than doing it on your own.
Yeah, you also look at what the heart of the industry is to do, or what we're meant to do. And our goals are really to betterment everyone's health, whether that's through supplementation or providing solutions in a unique way or more convenient way anyway. And by that, you can obviously already have fluid conversations in the dinner table or in the business meetings, because we all have the same objectives of trying to deliver the best of the best, whatever we can do, different benefits.
Now, this brings us nicely onto your background, Mariko, and onto sport. This is a fantastic fact about you. Tell us about your captainship.
My captaincy? When I was around 21, so a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, I became the captain of Hong Kong, and that was for cricket. Now, I have a background in sports and exercise science, as well as nutrition, so it kind of blended into why I'm so passionate about this industry in the first place. But by playing in team sports, I really managed to understand the value of cooperation, collaboration, teamwork, and really understanding the needs of others too.
And you're ambassador for the Fairbreak Gender Equality Network as well, aren't you?
Yeah, they're a movement for global equity, gender equality and equity. And it's a really good movement for showcasing what sport can do. And that's really providing a vehicle for progressive change, basically, whether that's in, you know, due to gender, race, age, all these sorts of so-called perhaps problem in the world today, where we want to try and highlight that regardless of all of those factors, it's irrelevant. It's really down to who you are and humanity itself.
And I guess this brings us directly back into the whole concept of collaboration. You know, you're working with teams and with sports people who need to work together.
Exactly. And so you might see us, you know, holding each other's hands when you fall in the cobblestones in the cycling, and that's all about it. It's really from industry into real life, and it's been an amazing journey, and I can't wait to, you know, even flourish even more this year, next year, and keep growing.
So Zeke, I presume you work with other partners as well as Gencore. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Sure. So we partner up with a select few from all around the world. Firstly, we've got Anagenics, who are a really nice company from New Zealand. They specialize in branded ingredients that have a great provenance story. So two particular items of note are Actazin and Livox, which are natural, clean label gut health ingredients from their native kiwi. A little closer to home, we're the exclusive global distributor of freeze-dried Hascapa powder, which is packed with anthocyanins. And then looking towards the States, we work closely with All American Pharmaceutical and Lonza, who also provide clinically studied partner ingredients. And it's really nice to see that wherever you look across our global partnership base, we all align with our different objectives.
Well, Zeke and Mariko, thanks so much for joining us today. It has been absolutely fascinating. You've been listening to the Tabletop Podcast, brought to you by Food Matters in partnership with Cambridge Commodities. And you heard from Zeke Stevens and Mariko Hill and me, Stefan Gates. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, you might like one of our other podcasts in which we explore pretty much every aspect of the food industry, from nutraceuticals to clean cooking. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, take a look at foodmatters.co.uk. Goodbye. You've been listening to the Tabletop Podcast, brought to you by Food Matters. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, please visit foodmatters.co.uk.